And time now for the business spotlight here on 92.7 WMAY with our focus on the Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau and the many, many things happening in our community. Amy Beadle is back with us from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Amy, always great to see you, but especially this time of year when so many things are happening.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to see you too. And again, thank you as always for having us as part of the show. I'll tell you that over the last couple of weeks, especially the weather being nice, many days and spring break happening, we are just seeing such an energy and surge of people coming to Springfield, visiting the sites, stopping in for information. It's extremely encouraging and very, very exciting.
Yeah, all that pent-up demand to just have things to do, things to see. And of course, we're rising to the challenge here in Springfield. We've got a long list of items we want to make sure people know about. So let's go ahead and start with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. We reported on this with the ribbon cutting earlier this week, the opening of the latest exhibit to come to the Presidential Museum.
Yes, it's their Stories of Survival, and it's an exhibit that takes you through a very emotional journey of how people sort of decided what they took with them during the Holocaust or the seven other genocides that are represented there. And I was able to do it personally yesterday, and I know that I will go at least, you know, one or two more times. I just highly recommend it. It's definitely a journey, especially in today's world with everything that's happening. It's very moving and powerful. So I would highly recommend, even if you've been to the museum before, that you go again and also take advantage of that.
Yeah, I really cannot wait to see this. I haven't had the chance myself yet, but very much looking forward to it. I'm sure it's going to be very, very powerful. Also very exciting too, for lovers of history. And I'm glad to see this guy get more of his due, because he doesn't, I think, get maybe as much attention as he should as one of the four presidents to have lived in Illinois. Ulysses S. Grant has an exhibit at the State Military Museum.
Absolutely. You're right. And so our friends at the Illinois State Military Museum, not only does Ulysses S. Grant maybe get overlooked, but I think our friends at the Military Museum get overlooked for the cool and amazing exhibits that they have there at that museum. If you haven't been, I mean, it's just a great hidden treasure in Springfield, up by the National Guard, based there on North Grand. And so they're doing a artifacts and mementos exhibit for Grant, and that will run the entire month of April. And they're typically open Tuesday through Saturday from 1 to 4:30. So that'll be something, you know, really interesting and unusual that you can go see.
Yeah, it's one of those places, again, that a lot of folks don't know about. And then you discover it and it's like, wow, what a hidden gem that's right here out in plain sight. So definitely go check that out.
State Military Museum. The outside is so impressive.
Yes.
When you pull up back there, you're like, what is this place? It's just, yeah, it's very, very neat.
And it's just a block or two off of North Grand. It's, you know, it's right out there in the open, but yeah, it's not the most beaten path. And so people are often not aware of it. We definitely encourage you to check that out. Mm-hmm. Of course, places that are on a more beaten path and people are very familiar with, but they're really kicking it into high gear. A lot of our entertainment venues, from UIS to the Hoagland to even Boondocks.
Absolutely. It is so much fun to go on and to get the emails from all of these places to see UIS performances are going strong. Boondocks has performances regularly. We had updated our blog for the spring session out at Boondocks. So you can go on our website, click on the blog tab, and we've got all the artists coming there. And then of course, Hoagland Center, as I don't have to tell you, is, you know, back in the game as well. And, you know, where I know you and I spoke briefly about how excited it is to have the Muni back this summer. And I'm sure that's not more exciting to anyone as much as it is to you.
Well, I'm excited to actually be part of the cast of the first show, SpongeBob the Musical. Four great shows this year, and season tickets are available. You can go to themuni.org to learn more about that. Again, all these venues have their own websites, but of course, the Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau can also be a great resource to connect you to all the entertainment venues and all of the events here. We're talking with Amy Beadle from CVB, and we're into that time of year where we've got some just beloved perennial events, a lot of which got sidelined during the pandemic, but they're all coming back this year. We've got a list of these that are coming up here in the weeks ahead of just a very popular annual events coming roaring back here in 2022.
We are. Instead of the Roaring 20s, we're going to be the Roaring 2022s. The Lincoln Presidential Half is coming up on April the 2nd. So that's awesome to have that. We're also going to be looking forward to having You know, lots of things going on in May. So the Old Capitol Art Fair will be back. Pride Fest will be back. So it's just going to be one thing leading into another, into another. The Fattest 5K will be in May. The Henson Robinson Zoo opens up on April 2nd. So that's very exciting. They're putting a push on for that big day, for opening day. And then on the 23rd, the city is partnering to host the Earth Awareness Fair out at the Henson Robinson Zoo. So lots of good things going on out at the lake. Obviously, Lincoln Memorial Gardens is beautiful at this time of year. So just everything is back in full bloom, if you'll pardon the pun.
That's why we always remind you the Convention and Visitors Bureau is not just for visitors, and it's not just for people coming to town for a convention for a few days. It's for the locals, too, so that you can keep tabs on all these exciting things happening. There's so much going on that it'd be very easy to overlook or miss an event, and then the you know following Monday comes around, it's like, oh, I completely forgot. But if you're checking the CVB website, you can stay on top of all of this, get a full schedule, lineup, links, and make sure that you're really plugged into what's happening around the area. So Amy, tell people again how to reach that.
Absolutely. They can find us at visitspringfieldillinois.com, and Illinois is spelled out. We've got blogs, we've got itineraries, we've got the latest events, ongoing events that are here for months on end, everything that you might need to know. I encourage people to go there and pull down our eat and drink tab when they're kind of bored with where should we go to eat tonight. Go on there. We've got tons of great things. You can query that by Italian, by Mexican, by Black-owned restaurants. I mean, you can figure out, you know, lots of things on our website. So please, by all means, use it. We spend a lot of time trying to keep it updated and fresh. And also on our social media, at Visit Springfield. We're Facebook and Instagram, and love shouting things out there. What we want is our own community to be proud and involved in sharing these things. Because the more we all share it, the more people are going to want to
come. And Amy, we could go on and talk about all the different things that are happening here. But again, just go check out the website, visitspringfieldillinois.com. Get plugged in, get involved, get back into the swing of things here because so many great events are back and they're coming back. And there's so much to do here in our community. Amy Beadle, Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much and looking forward to talking again soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Here in the Business Spotlight on WMAY 92.7 Springfield's News and Talk.